Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1996, Hector Petraca Carmona.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 15,285 square feet, more or less. Land lying west of U.S. Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, 800 feet south of Road 380, Parker Road, with a 911 address of 34892 DuPont Boulevard, Frankfort, Delaware, with a tax map ID reference, District 533, Map 4, Parcel 13. Gentlemen, the applicant did provide a survey site plan for this application, and I will pass it down for your review. That site plan and survey was filed with the application. We did receive three agency comments on this application. DLDOT provided comments on March 25th, 2014 in the form of a letter and a support facilities report in reference that the subject property is located adjacent to U.S. Route 113 and is thereby subject to the department's corridor capacity preservation program. That the property is located within a level 3 investment area according to the state strategies. That the property owner can develop a rights-in, rights-out access to U.S. Route 113 for a site generating an average of 200 vehicle trips per day, that a traffic impact study is not recommended, and that the current level of service B of U.S. Route 113 will not change as a result of this application. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum on September 19th of 2014. And they reference that the property is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. The Sussex Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum on September 19, 2014, and they reference that there are two soil types on this property, that the developer shall be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after construction, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that no on-site or off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, and that no tax ditches are affected. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Staff did provide a photographs of the proposed use. Well, I'll pass those down. There's two photos. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Carmona.
Yeah.
Come on, come forward, please. Okay. That microphone will not bite you. It's just, you're fine. Right there.
His English isn't the best, and my hearing isn't the best, so we're going
to try. All right. Well, I'll try to talk loud. Are you going to interpret? Are you interpreting? Are you interpreting?
Yeah.
I will.
I guess as representative or whatever.
Okay. Now, which...
We don't really have an attorney.
Counsel, you can't legally represent him in the sense of in any kind of legal manner. I guess you can be here with him for moral support, but I think you'll find that the process isn't quite as daunting as you might be thinking it is. Why don't we just go ahead and we'll see how it goes? Okay. Okay.
You can speak on his behalf.
You can speak on his behalf if need be. Okay.
And this is our interpreter in case Spanish isn't so well.
Oh, so you do have an interpreter, or is this gentleman able to interpret for Mr.?
He can speak English and Spanish.
Okay. Sir, your name is? Your name is?
Jamie. Sanchez.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. And if Mr. Carmona, if you would give us your name for the record, please, so that we can have it on our tape.
Hector Petraca Carmona.
Thank you. And you are?
I am Holly Carmack.
Okay, very good. All right, you've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Algo que quieras agregar? Sí.
Okay, you all are looking at the same picture that we have here, right?
We are.
Okay, that pretty much says it all.
Okay.
It's just a little taco stand.
Okay.
In a place that I don't think is going to bother anybody. And
all right. All right, now the way this works is that the commissioners get the opportunity to ask some questions, and we're going to start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Carmona, Mr. Sanchez, and Ms. Carmack. As the commissioner stated, I have some questions to try to ascertain the scope of your project. Do you intend to operate this stand 12 months out of the year?
Year round.
Yes.
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 7 days a week, 6 days a week, 2 days a week?
No, six
days. Six days? Yes.
Monday through Saturday?
Descansaría yo los miércoles. On Wednesday, no work.
He say he's take off only Wednesdays.
Okay.
So the rest.
Thank you. About the hours of operation.
El horario.
El horario es más o menos de las 11 a las 9 de la noche.
I start like 11 in the morning, 11 o'clock to 9 p.m. night.
Okay. Would Mr. Carmona be requesting any signage that would alert the traveling public to his operation?
11 in the morning till 9 in the evening.
Que si quieres poner algún sign o no.
Sí, pequeño sign. Sí, yeah.
Yeah, he said he like to put a sign, a small sign.
Okay. Would he care to have that sign lighted, illumination?
Yeah.
Okay. And parking, according to this site plan, would be proposed in this 65 by 40-foot area coming off an existing gravel drive, correct, as indicated by the site plan?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
How many employees does Mr. Carmona?
¿Cuántos empleados vas a tener?
Pues ahorita nada más yo y mi pareja.
He said only him right now and his wife, so it's like two people.
I don't know, more after, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. He said he don't know, maybe later.
Is he the owner of this land, and does he reside in the dwelling?
No, no eres el dueño, tu hermano.
¿Dice de la propiedad? No, es un amigo de la propiedad.
It's his friends, lambs. Yeah.
Okay. So the employees at the present time would be Mr. Carmona and his wife?
Yes.
All right. Does he have provision for septic? Does he propose to put a porta potty or some similar?
¿Tienes algún permiso para tener un baño o algo así?
Es lo que estoy diciendo. Si me dan el permiso, por ejemplo, para vender, yo sacaría el permiso para un baño.
He said he don't have any yet, but he want the permits mm-hmm. for you guys, mm-hmm. so in case he can get it later.
And is Mr. Carmona currently operating the business on the site? Has he been cited to be in violation, or did he come here of his own volition?
¿Qué si quieres empezarlo? Ahorita sí, tú solo.
Sí, o sea, sí, ya, como te diré, sí, pues no sé, que me den el permiso, que me ordenen ellos cuándo puedo empezar y ya.
Yeah, he says he's doing like him.
Okay.
Yes. He was cited by staff and did come in right away and make application through DLDOT and for this application.
Okay.
Thank you.
I notice in this picture, the vehicle doesn't appear to have a license, a Delaware license tag on it. Does, is he proposing, does he operate solely on this site, or does the truck occasionally go elsewhere?
I know more with
it. No, the truck is going to stay in there. He's not going to move
there.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does, besides serving the public, would Mr. Carmona be anticipating any special events?
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Would he, besides serving the random traveling public or people that would live in the vicinity, does he anticipate providing service for any large events? Any things? I've done some reading, and it's my understanding that a trend, if you will, now is to have different food trucks actually catering at weddings. That seems to be a trend that's developing away from having traditional caterers to having different ethnic food trucks available, and did not know if he thought that they would be servicing any parties where he would have to accommodate extra parking or sanitation facilities for any such events as that.
Dice que nada más puedes usar el área para tu negocio, o sea que no puedes hacer fiestas y cosas así.
Okay.
Yeah, he says he's doing for
okay.
To sell his food, I say, you know.
I'm sorry?
He says he's go he's used the truck to sell food. He's
let me,
not
let me ask the question a different way. Will you be planning to have large parties on
like,
site?
Yeah, on the site. No, ¿verdad? Va a ser algo pequeño.
Yeah, it's only for the customer.
Something
small
right now.
You're going to have parties at this? You're not going to have parties at the food wagon, are you? Large parties?
No.
You might?
Maybe,
this
I don't know.
Is about parking, having to park excess cars. If you had a large party there, you would need a place to park the cars.
Yes.
So that's why the question is being asked.
Yeah, yes. Yes, it's a big park area over there, so probably he's going to have a place to.
Okay.
Yeah, we can discuss that. Staff, that's all I have right now.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
Are you going to have a dumpster for trash disposal, or how are you going to dispose of whatever trash or garbage?
Si vas a tener algún dumper.
Yo creo que ahorita para empezar es poco lo que vendo, no sé más. Pues si lo necesito, sí lo.
He said he don't know yet because he sell like a small, you know, he don't have any lot of
so
business.
It might be just a small residential.
Yeah.
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 But
okay.
Right now he's yeah.
Okay. And then just for the record, this says property is already zoned C1. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, that's all.
Mr. Johnson.
Has the restaurant been examined by the Division of Public Health?
No. No he tenido una examinación ahorita.
No, todavía no lo he dado por terminado. Todavía no lo tengo.
No, it's not. Nobody's checking.
And it's... As part of final, Mr. Lank, as part of a final approval for a restaurant, doesn't it require public health?
It would be an agency that would we would require approval before they get a building permit. Question okay. Is, do you get a building permit for a mobile unit?
How mobile is it at this point? It's up on blocks, and it looks like there's a
the
something attached to
look
it.
Mobile.
Yeah.
It's not particularly mobile.
The reason I ask that is because we've had a trend of food trucks and food carts lately, but those are more mobile than this one. I don't know if that's significant or not, but this is a little bit different than the ones we've had before.
Right.
Is the food truck attached to the trailer?
No.
They're two separate?
Yes. Yes, separate.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Lang?
Not really a question, but advisement. If the commission is favorable towards making a recommendation on this application to the council, it should be with a condition that the Board of Adjustment will have to also consider it, because the setbacks are being encroached on the front by 55.8 feet. 60 foot would be required setback at that location unless there's a variance granted. And the possibility of parking at that location with a site plan, there's very little parking could be permitted at that location, because you need space to be able to get in, get out, and park a vehicle. And a 40 by 65 foot space with gravel parking with a driveway so someone could get on and get off without backing out into Route 113 is going to be difficult.
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple more questions.
Okay, a couple more questions.
I apologize.
Okay.
In terms of the truck, it appears not to be mobile. Is that correct? It's up on blocks?
Oh, staying on blocks, huh? Yes.
So what's the source of water for the truck for cooking and cleaning, and what's the source for disposal of the cleaning water as well as any cooking oil?
Well, he said he's got a deposit in the truck so he can put the water to cook, you know, to
into the tank, and right into the tank at
yes.
the truck.
Yes.
But then what happens to it?
He has to put clean water, you say, pipes.
How's the water drain from the truck?
¿Cómo sale el agua de la truck?
Yes, tiene donde cae el agua y luego yo la sacaría. No es mucho el agua que tiene un depósito chiquito donde cae el agua.
He said he's got a small deposit where he can put all the water he's used, and he can throw it away, I guess.
So it's basically dumped on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the cooking oil that's left over?
No, pero no cae al pasto, no cae.
No, que dice que tú la tirarías después.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no question.
How does he dispose of his cooking oil?
¿Cómo, qué le harías al aceite que saques de la cocina?
Hay un hay un depósito de aceite en Selby, al reciclaje.
He says we recycle the oil and Selby is a place he can take over there.
There's a place he collects it
yeah.
And they come and pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott, anything?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1996, Hector Petraca Carmona?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1996? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.